Paul Geim from Akakaleska, which is 12 miles upstream from Akakchuk. Alaska Native claims settlement back. To me is incomplete and insufficient, for it's showing no regard for my rights and feelings. All my rights are overturned by force. And according to the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, yes, I have been enrolled, and my name is written in that list as a shareholder. But my two daughters, ages 11 and 10, are not enrolled. So to me, Alaska Native claims is baffling, puzzling, and mysterious, and very strange bill. It certainly is. The Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act caught me and my two daughters between old and new ways. What's going to happen in 1991 for those two daughters of mine? They're not enrolled. According to the Land Claims Settlement Act, I don't see my own two daughters as an Eskimo. I don't see them as a human being, for they are not enrolled. Someone behind my back meet this law. I would rather see this bill altered. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ivan.
Una khin mana kali kak matunam ta kiput san kasa kwala huang ni kakisingan ngitok pitas peknanis Dungam manun, ikhane manun, kis sikut makpik tait kapahtok. Piyuk ngatsi manun, umuyohtak sa manun. Piyuk nakhutin katam maita oom. Igam, alak kautsa ato kutay paimta. Mumish tay. Kuy nga, piyuk nakhutin katu kaun na ikhalik. Angat kay gas ngaya ko ka unapitik si ko enroll daw malo. Aking toh kaulo unatsalak unangkan. Huwag nununa alakal tiyad kasat as pinunso ikinam nunso taking naitkap pekto. Tare huang nan mas sutin ai twa sa taung ami. Huang ko ta pillak na lam tu. Am meget palo qarlu kitunum mani. Ku tai paim taw na pillakat. Huang ko tung skizung afkna. Alort qatarlu. Paning qhtomallun nazzaorlugun aippa qulattaatsin sipplukallaqqorluni aippaallequlnik tanglaqakka yuppaeruffuknaak tanglaqakka nunaamak piinatak saitqappaarlu nak minernak taumakka ummayoqallarsimareeruna abbel igazngalla allarlukullarluk timirluk huangkuta biullumtnik huangkut nunattaq quyaan
Wesley Van.
my name is Wesley Van from Pakistan. He doesn't speak English because he never schooled before when I was young. Kapekta matumkmani kwatin amshtaluti kuyuktsnak tali sukangin kuyat ksa manluti ka tali su kanwak ka siniti ka kuyat ksugu asilram asikapekum ka kanwak ka nalingkam Tuam cium muka, pak nak ugalas ka, ugun lisan lanan, apit khas kaka, tunggal nagi sait muka, ni cium ku, jadi su, kau speaker aku kama, pas kuni. Kastuwi kulakta nasumni, paskunat ng kasatskit, asi kiksalam ki, kastung nakula kalakitlalang. Dasi, ukukit, taunakap tatak ka, jin, 1991 na ka, hangkot nun, Yukunun cepit kluku, cepit kapal luku, aling cekut kluku. Disengat lanan kangkutun, anut gelar ja. Cium cus temu nak payu mana, apit kakau kunun. Asalam.
Ya, nuh. This is custom. Mr. Wesley B. Van from Napakiak, and he indicated that he does not speak English because he have not attended any schools when ever since he have born. He's very thankful for the the audience of this size to be present at this meeting. And very thankful that he's present to testify in front of this commission. And even and the opportunity that he has to speak at this hearing, even though his statements will not be too acceptable to swallow by the commission. He would like to first ask a question, and he would like to caution the group here that he intends to talk loud whenever he speaks or testifies or be a spokesman. His first question is reflecting to why 1991 is so why 1991 is put in a sense where it's creating you know, it's like creating paranoia or scaring trying to scare off the people. Why is it put in a sense to create, you know, uneasiness or unrest to our people? This is the first question in the act itself.
Well, maybe I could ask David Case, who is the commission's legal advisor, to answer that question. I've been answering it myself at a lot of meetings, and I think maybe it's time someone else tried to answer it. David, would you?
You said you'd answered it at these previous meetings, and then that you were glad that it was that somebody else would have to try to answer it. So I'm not sure if there is an answer. Why is 1991 put in terms that seem designed to frighten people? I guess that is the question. And one answer, I suppose, is that whether you are afraid of 1991 or not depends on how you, as an individual, as a person, look at it. Some people look at these 1991 issues, the sale of the stock in particular, the taxation of the land in a way, and say there's no problem. That these aren't problems. That there is no danger that the stock will be sold, and if it's sold, that's okay. Because people will get money for the stock. And that's what the Claims Act was intended to permit. Other people will say that that's a problem because selling the stock means that native people will lose control of the land. And the stock is just a symbol or the mask of the land. And that if you sell the stock, you then lose the land. And that that is frightening. That is scary. So I suppose 1991 is not a problem if you do not sell the stock, or if you want to sell the stock and give up the land. Some people view 1991 optimistically. They are not afraid of it. And I think that, and I am looking at this from the outside because I am not a native, but there does seem to me to be something in native people's view of the world that is essentially, at bottom, basically, optimistic. That is, that the world is good. That there is, it is possible to adapt to and live in the world. The world of nature, of the rivers, of the tundra, of the land, is something that native people have lived with for centuries, millennia, forever. And so, perhaps to people who live in that world, 1991 is not so frightening because they have learned to believe in themselves. And I hope they are right.
Tom tasajali ugu tai pai put yuht sot awakin jiulia mukhnik khuli gasu mukhnik tai maya gnakalak. Alakh kaut galudin su alakh kaut su iga tamun awaliqsuk alakh kaut tali su qanqaqata tarjifknan qoilra khun qalaqtuguni unai paiput qoilra kun qalaqtugunaleun tom tasu tali khong kuda yuppini алхкуутун хтугут юх байлимт нигаяг гэлэта алхкуутун клинилута кингаалута аанамта иллани уи тасм китони саамуннаннук алхкуутгэлута киагмису пуктаарскумта киагми пуктлхкамт Uksukan siu, uksumi puktsakamtnik. Kwani sutsali agnakshavni uksagmi upnakkami siu. Tamakutamaskuita puktsakabut alakkaut taglut. Manna siu, angayokamtni uitaskakabut alakkaut taglut. Тоорлуу хадн пиаохтим тун сам тануттаан цали алхкуутгэлута унахани мэкшэрхбут мэрингнаарлхбут сиоқсиуллуни иллуатун сиоқсиуллинниоқ унгуат кам таумкка Matumstitam alkhutai. Tiuksamakan schutjatun atuchtiganatun hwankut. Ilumuguman. Hwankuta nudum ugutunaipaimtun kassatun ayukun ilamta kassan ksutiulia ilamta. Aipaimtamagut alkhutjarit ahtuaput atuchtiganakis. Эсэйдэсэтэли хангкута юулхпут манна атохтигатта нэгуугалхпут нэрсаагалхпут куян
he would like to thank Mr. Case for his very well thought answer for his question as far as 1991. His testimony ever since he can remember and based on the fact we have always had our own legends and our own stories that were passed down from our ancestors. We have always had our laws to live with. And he mentioned that the dominant society perhaps have had their own stories a long time ago, and laws that perhaps were passed down from generation to generation before they were written down in history books. And he also mentioned that the fact that there's different languages that are spoken throughout the world, and basically coming back to the fact that we actually born being our own people. He mentioned that ever since We as Native people are incepted to born from a woman ever since we actually are in a pregnancy stage. We are actually born to our own way of our own society, in the sense that we have laws that have always governed our way of life in the summertime, how we should live in wintertime, fall and spring. Everything that we do have always had their own, you know, their own laws. And being with parents have always had its own, living with parents have always had their own laws. And he went on to say that to the time we began to live independently, are entering others, you know, the laws that govern our life, our ancient laws. And he mentions that the Native people, the laws of the state of Alaska are virtually contrary to the traditional hunting and fishing and food gathering activities of our people. And the Native people are unable to live up to these laws that the state pass, and vice versa, the people from the Western society would not be able to live as Native people. It's his statement.
Thank you very much, Mr. Iman.
Tom Kasile.
Atam akkaqimuumi pimak permatam pinganarluiaqo chali nillo pifqallunnuittatnukkutta neqqalirut taqkun nakntkiillutin permittaangaqli manna settlement tektak tot nayuk klinil tammanil piqaqallhani akqulu tayuutserputimiqngait niluuk am tallaqqatimingil qwaallum nuukaanir qatiqlu tayuullhuuk taman piux paillgan qawaanilu huulit tamunaayaklu tapisuuqarluta samqinllaunani mattumma 71 namkingoni I pagan getting cut lads than 6 tick had duped. Latin and I achtig as gummed. The gum piece of work would be woken as in where I'm our puke that him to Niagara yak. I'm from Gumana, Aaron Castle, Utunk, Nanan Pilak, Chuk Carson. My shoe, Ila put cook's hat and pink catacolic. He moved me, Clasm, Chatamaskon, Clasriak. Huing as you hooks of papa gunning in a wee duck saw. I lose his tongue out as a bee utchuni. Came link of my lamb on eating art. Thought and Peter lamb wheels hook. Couldn't tell. Master will lean. Mkkak nang lashuyak tawwa munuh paylgan nuna mkin khalaht mkkang laht dama naka ugutwani umkhtsikkat ugut alkhkutsikht. Ilinip minan nisu itraputlu aulashut tunchukamt unnokumitusilu taaraqluta spugiltan suasilu Tagum tamakit mamma got the cow and upset and sickleck, see a click. What's up, came a tot and pium? Came an unks, we could not go, has came an unks, honey. Nung and clickum clue. Kaganangakan unuk pailgan asam kangaksa. Jalis imu mi food stamp at pika hasat ningluk sonka ingluk inglulips huya kot kitsan maut. Yugun pinrah kauniluk. Maika. Pion again, night. Pion, I let Nayuk. You can come a goon. Hing a food stamp of Chalituk Saitaka. In a looks home. Unconscious cooking of Tama could not shout so you could not put one good and be knowing knocks at the bean. Be knowing knocks her need loud. Dog alarm can kill you.
It's Tom Casali from Akichuk. He mentioned that he wasn't planning on testifying before the commission. He mentioned the fact that he himself does not understand the Native Claims Settlement Act. And based on that, he mentioned that maybe if our people understood the contents of the settlement, perhaps ANSCA would not have been accepted or passed through Congress. He mentioned that he applied in the past for a permit from the fishing game, but he was denied that permit because he was working. And he have witnessed the outside people coming in and getting permits without no problem of obtaining those entry permits. Entry permits. Jump permit down, is gold. Jump permit down, limited entry permit. Fishing permit. But he was denied of getting a permit, and he looks ANSCA as the same way as that, you know, in line of that denial of a right. He was told that that our way of life would not change, but eventually now our way of life is changing as the dominant society is moving in. Before ANSCA, I used to hunt up in Holetna area and beyond without any restrictions on hunting in my traditional hunting grounds. And perhaps before, after 1991, we will not be able to continue the activity as we have always done in the past. When he looks at ANSCA, when he analyzes ANSCA, he sees that we are beginning to look at our relatives as enemies, and we're no longer sharing, we're more or less losing the customs that we are accustomed to. And he mentioned that he used to spend the whole winter up in the mountains living off the land. And that's how much he appreciated and loved the land that he have always considered to be his land. And there has been numerous occasions that he ran out of food, but before the end of the day, he have always get the food that he needs to survive from the land. And he's wondering if ANSCA is actually gonna stop that, the passage of this act is gonna stop that. He mentioned that he used to walk up in the mountains and his feet used to more or less worn out. But when they begin to numb, he continues. And when they heal, he doesn't, he looks at that as, even though he lived, suffering, with all that suffering, that was like a dream for him. When he witnessed the introductions of food stamp program to the people, he did not agree with the system itself because as far as he's concerned, it's destroying the Yupik, our people, as that were once independent people that lived independently as independent people. And he mentions that he still have not taken food stamps, and perhaps maybe in the future he will. And he assumes that these the food stamp program was more or less a means to destroy our people, making them more or less dependent on the government services.
Thank you, Mr. Caselli. Thank you very much. Well, the next name we have down here is Joseph DeMantle, Sr.